In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Judas or Peter? One apostle betrayed Christ, while the other denied him. Both had sinned. Both were sad and sorrowful for what they had done. But one was sad unto death. The other was sad unto salvation. Judas or Peter, whom will we follow this Good Friday? Our patron, St. Francis de Sales, speaks of sadness. And he quotes St. Paul, "The sorrow which is of God works penance unto salvation, but the sorrow of the world ends in death." Therefore, sadness may be good or bad according to the results of that sadness in us. There is a harmful sadness which results in much evil, causing anguish and envy. A harmful sadness that can cause laziness, impatience, and even quiet, brooding anger. All of these vices caused by evil sadness ultimately result in despair. St. Thomas Aquinas says that despair is surrender. Despair is withdrawal of hope. Something good which a person desires is thought to be impossible to obtain. And so the person surrenders and gives up everything in despair. And that is the case with Judas. Judas desired forgiveness for his sin, but Judas did not have the humility to ask for forgiveness. Angry with himself, jealous of the good qualities of others, bitter because he did not receive what he thought he deserved, Judas was hardworking for himself, but lax and slothful in serving others. Judas was unwilling to change his own life, and so he doubled down in his own stubborn pride. And this prideful selfishness of Judas blinded him so that he thought that his own evil eclipsed the goodness of God. And in his sadness, Judas surrendered to despair. And in that despair, he took his own life. This tragic episode confirms the words of St. Paul, who says, "The sorrow of the world ends in death." But then there is the sorrow which is of God, the sorrow which works penance unto salvation. Peter was also moved to tears at his sin. But in his sadness, Peter turned to prayer. Peter was willing to admit his terrible mistake, like the prodigal son. Peter was willing to change his life to be the better man he knew he should be. Humiliated for his fall from grace, Peter stopped thinking of himself. Peter remembered the lessons Jesus had been trying to tell him for years. And now, in this humiliating moment, now it all comes into focus. Now it all starts to make sense. And after his resurrection, Jesus would say to Peter, "Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven." Indeed, Peter would know how to bring God's mercy to others because he himself had been the first to receive this gift of mercy. Dear faithful, in one way or another, we are all guilty of offending Jesus crucified. But whom will we follow today, Judas or Peter? There may perhaps be within us a bad habit, a vice, or simply we may be dealing with the sadness of spiritual frustration and discouragement caused by the Christian life in a hostile world. Remember that sadness is the devil's favorite temptation. The only good kind of sadness is that which brings us to our knees in contrition and confession. The only good kind of sadness is regret for our past faults. This sadness should move us to healthy spiritual activity. This good and holy sadness of contrition will bring us hope, hope in God's mercy, and the peaceful joy of our Heavenly Father's forgiveness. But if sadness makes us spiritually lazy, if our sadness makes us resentful or jealous, if our sadness makes us overindulge in food and drink, if our sadness moves us to pleasure and comfort, if sadness leads us to escape from reality by aimless time wasted on the internet, video after video, well, then this is a sign that our sadness may lead us to the evil of despair. And we better act now to do something positive about that sadness. We must never surrender to sadness, no. Nor should we double down in our pride, as Judas did, no. So instead of running away, let us turn about and face it. Let's face it like Peter, and let us hang on to hope. Scripture tells us, is anyone sad among you? Let him pray. Indeed, prayer is the key to peace of mind. Prayer is the key to happiness of soul. We will never be truly happy unless we sincerely try to pray. St. Francis de Sales recommends spiritual reading, listening to good music, especially holy hymns and psalms, fraternal acts of charity, keeping ourselves busy for the good of our neighbor, a heart-to-heart conversation with a confessor, a spiritual director, or a good Catholic friend. Make a spiritual communion, the holy use of sacramentals. All of these many remedies keep far from us the demon of sadness and despair, that demon that wants to drag us down in the despairing footsteps of Judas. So when you are sad, instead of withdrawing from others to become more self-absorbed, let us go outside of ourselves. Let us turn to God and let us turn to our neighbor for the love of God. Reach out and talk to someone whose experience and virtue makes that person worthy of your confidence. When you are hurting, do not go into withdrawal, no, but rather reach out in charity to your neighbor. Simply help someone with a kind word or deed of mercy, however small. By helping others, you help yourself to break out of that sour mood caused by pride. By helping others, you receive the joy of serving Christ, Christ who is present in the person of your neighbor. And so today, let us ask the Holy Ghost to inspire us to understand how we must react to the temptation of sadness in our lives. And let us be honest with ourselves in that examination of conscience. And let us unmask the causes of sadness in our lives. Are we blaming others when the fault is really our own? Let us unmask the hidden motive of pride, which may seek a gloomy pleasure in being sad and in trying to get self-pity from others. Let's dispel any excuses we may be trying to make about why we cannot change our behavior for the better. And instead of excuses, let's resolve to reach out and to talk to someone who can help us, even if we know that this person will tell us things that we don't want to hear. Indeed, let us imitate the Apostle Peter, and through that sadness of contrition, we will come again to the joy of friendship with Christ. However, if instead we choose to double down in our pride, thinking that we can overcome our problems on our own, well then, before too long, the despair which got hold of Judas, this despair will also get a tight hold on us. To avoid so dark a place, have the good sense to turn in prayer to St. Peter. Pray to St. Mary Magdalene. Be inspired by their examples of humility and follow them in repentance. Make a sincere act of contrition. Make that confession that you have been putting off. And start to overcome the pride in your life by one good deed, one step at a time. On this Good Friday, we should spend extra time in silence and quiet. Let us do some serious soul searching. Today is not a day for frivolous talk or texting. No. So put down your phone, lay it aside, and forget about those news articles. Those minor tasks which we occupy ourselves with as an excuse for not praying. Well, those minor tasks, they can wait. Today is God's time. Today we must be sorry for our past and our present. And today we must face our future. Whom will we choose to follow? Judas or Peter? Dear friends, when we are troubled by that demon of sadness and discouragement, let us go to Mary, the Mother of Mercy. Our Lady of Sorrows did not surrender to sadness. No, but Mary hung on to hope. The Mother of Sorrows became the Mother of the Resurrection. So fill the emptiness within you caused by your sadness. Fill that emptiness with a pious recitation of the Rosary and the imitation of Mary's virtues. Allow Mary more into your life and talk to her more about your troubles. There is no problem that she cannot solve. There was no burden too heavy that Mary cannot help you to carry it. If only you go to her and if only you are faithful to the Rosary. Like Mary at the Visitation, learn to serve your neighbor in charity. Like Mary at the Annunciation, accept God's will for you. Stop resisting it. And like Mary at the foot of the cross, forgive those who are hurting you, just as God Himself has already forgiven you. Make use of the scapular and the miraculous medal of Our Lady. These will be a powerful protection against the demon of sadness and a blessed reminder that our Mother's love is always with us. Pray to Mary. Go to her when all seems lost, and Mary will give you the courage. She will make you courageous to overcome your sadness by an honest confession made with real contrition. She will help you to say, "I'm sorry," to that person in your life who needs to hear that from you. And when you make that confession, you will learn from your mistakes of the past, and your regrets for past behavior will help inspire you to be more faithful in the future. And so on this Good Friday, as we stand with Mary at the foot of the cross, let us not be sad. Let us not be discouraged. But let us take heart and let us be brave. With Mary, we will never surrender to sadness like Judas. But through Mary, we will rise from the death of sin like Peter the Apostle. We will rise to the new life of grace. And true devotion to Mary each day will lead us to the heavenly life of the world to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.